Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is. Figgy Fig holding it down on Sports Radio 610 In the Loop on a Thursday. Happy Football Thursday. And look, the NFL season kickoff this week. But tonight, you can listen to the Ravens-Chiefs game tonight on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. Mm. And before we get to some of the weird foods these stadiums be having, I want to get to Stephon Diggs real quick, because he was on GQ Sports YouTube channel.
Okay, so they did have videos of it.
Yeah, they had some cool little videos where he actually he took over their YouTube page pretty much, and social media.
Yeah.
And he was responding to what people were saying about him.
Uh-oh.
And people was asking him random questions and stuff like that. So the first thing somebody asked him was about how you feel about the weather in Houston compared to the other cities he was, you know, playing sports in.
Yeah. How you feeling about the weather so far? You know, I played in Minnesota, I played in Buffalo, very cold places. And then I switched over to a place closer to hell. That's how hot it gets. You get used to it.
Hey, that's the best way to sum it up.
He's not wrong.
No, God, no.
Hey, that's the best way to sum it up.
I do wonder, though, like, which is a preference for him? Because, you know, some people are like cold people. I am very much a hot person. Like, yeah. I'd much rather be in hot than cold, right?
It's a little, with him, because I think he played, I can't remember where he's from.
So he's from the DMV area.
Yeah,
right?
he went to Maryland.
He went to Maryland to stay close to home because, I mean, his father passed when he was relatively young. And so his younger brother, Trayvon, 5 years younger than him, like, he wanted to stay nearby to, you know, continue to have that influence on him. So he went to Maryland. So, I mean, that's a fairly moderate temperature. Yeah. Maybe trends a little
very moderate compared to here. Yeah.
A lot of places are moderate compared to here.
But see, it get cold there too. So
yeah. Like, so I was like, maybe Minnesota.
It wouldn't surprise me if he liked playing in the cold, or I wouldn't say like, but used to playing in the cold. It wouldn't surprise me, but it is a culture shock when you move down here and you feel that hell type of heat.
Yeah, and he hadn't gotten to play inside just yet. Like, he was out here. He was out here working out in the training camp.
They were 11 o'clock practices.
So, yeah. He'll feel better about it soon.
I think everybody likes to say that they would prefer to play in the heat and prefer the heat, and I do legitimately. But a lot of times when you're out there practicing, you're playing. You're like, get me out of here. Get me some AC, man.
Nah, for real. But is the 713, are you a Nigerian brethren as well? 713 said, Reg, we are a tropical people. I'm with you.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he also answered another question. So somebody asked him, it's one of the debates that always come up, always mm-hmm. come up. Where do you put your hot sauce, in the cabinet or the refrigerator?
Oh.
So he mentioned how he put his, I think he mentioned that ketchup goes in the, I think he said cap or refrigerator.
Yeah, thank
ketchup
goodness.
Should go in the
fridge. I was going to disown him.
Yeah, he said refrigerator.
Okay. Yeah.
And somebody asked him about hot sauce.
I tweeted, ketchup goes in the fridge, by the way, not the cabinet. Poet Jillian Hainsworth. What about hot sauce? Hot sauce? Went in the cabinet because it's hot. You see the correlation? But I like what you did. I can see the poetry just flowing throughout the tweet.
Where do hot sauce go? I always put it in the cabinet.
Yeah, I got mine in the cabinet right now.
Yeah, I got mine in the refrigerator.
What?
Oh, I do. Man. Gotta keep it fresh, man.
I don't want no
gotta
cold hot sauce, man.
It's just a matter of just extending the life for me. What about peanut butter?
Peanut butter. You want cold,
in the cabinet.
Hard? Yes, cabinet.
Refrigerator.
What? All right. I've been making peanut butter and jelly at your house is a mess.
Yeah. It's an absolute
just
mess.
That bread probably
ripping up bread. Yeah.
It's an absolute mess.
Unbelievable.
Goodness gracious.
Cold peanut butter.
It's extend the life. Extend the life.
That peanut butter is like $3, man. Put it in the cabinet.
Goodness gracious. All right. So, it's a couple stadiums that doing some weird stuff when it comes to the stadium food, man. I'm going to go down the list. It's three places that's kind of like, what in the world is this?
Sorry, mm-hmm. someone texted in and says that the bottle literally says refrigerate after opening on the hot sauce. Maybe I got to go read my hot
it
sauce
might.
Bottle.
It right. might. Sorry. I just like it. Keep it fresh. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, unless I get sick or something. I've never been sick from eating warm hot sauce. But so the Indianapolis Colts. They had something called the Ringer Corn Dog.
The Ringer Corn Dog.
Okay. So it's a sweet and spicy foot-long corn dog coated in honey and rolled in blue crumbs.
Blue cheese?
Blue crumbs. I don't know
it's
what.
It's got to be blue cheese, right?
They might make the actually.
What are blue crumbs?
Yeah.
Wait, where is this again?
Indy.
Yeah, Indy.
Oh, no, they probably just took crumbs and dyed them. In order so that they are blue.
Okay. I was going in another direction. Yeah, to match what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If anybody going to the game up at Indy, try this
that
and take a
good,
picture
though.
Of it.
Like, I don't want to give them any credit, but that does sound good.
The honey with the hot dog, that's like
that's
a...
That's how I used to eat my hot dog.
Like hot honey
yeah,
pizza.
Yeah, that actually does sound good.
Like, especially in college, like, mm-hmm. You know how you... In
the
college,
blue might throw me off, but...
Instead of didn't have any ketchup, put some honey on the corn dog, I have never gone back. I
yeah, no. Dogs. It's kind of like a poor man's chicken and waffles.
Yeah, or it kind of...
Huh. Yeah.
Okay, that's the way to look at that.
Or what about the regular, like, breakfast sausage on the pancake on the stick? Or
100%. 100%.
Okay.
Now that's not bad. I'll give him credit on that.
Okay.
Wow, we're doing real hot sauce journalism here. 979 white guy here. Thank you for stating your qualifications. Hot sauce in the fridge, but what the F is peanut butter doing in the fridge? That's for Lopez. I don't even know. The 832 says it does say to refrigerate hot sauce, but they've heard that the change in viscosity can mess with the flavor.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, so the 832 caught me. I didn't want to be that bougie guy. Right. He says, John's got that bougie peanut butter. That's
what it is. Oh, you got the organic?
The liquid with the...
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, he caught me.
Because the oil all separates.
So it has to be in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Arizona. So the Arizona Cardinals, they offer their fans cotton candy burrito. I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, those are awful.
Cotton candy, flavor, ice cream, marshmallow, cereal, candy and sprinkles wrapped into a candy tortilla.
You didn't even need to finish that sentence.
You know why it's terrible for me? I don't like biting into cold things. So like biting into the mm-hmm. cotton candy burrito with ice cream in the middle.
Yeah, no, ain't gonna happen.
It.
That ain't gonna happen.
Hate it.
No. Yeah, I'm cool on this. I'm good. I'm good on this one. Up in Dallas, the Houston Texans are going to be playing the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
Week 11.
If you're going up there, make sure you give this a try. Check out the pizza burger. That sound all right?
I got to hear more.
Pizza burger with lettuce, tomato sauce, and melted cheese sandwiched between two pepperoni pieces.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That's fine.
Yeah, I would I'd probably eat it.
Hey, that's something for the gram, man. Yeah. I would get it just for the hell of it. Yeah. Just so I could post it.
And you know what? I'm going to need another dollar here. It's cool. honestly, if you're eating at AT&T Stadium, it's much better in the press box than it is in the than it is at the stadium.
Like, they have great press boxes.
If there's one thing that Jerry Jones will do is feed the media.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so out of the three, y'all going two out of we going two out of three?
I'll do the corn dog. What was the other one?
Oh, I would do the
cotton candy burrito.
Oh, no, I'm one out of three.
Out on the cotton candy burrito. And then pizza, I would try, but
that pizza burger's got to be $25.
Yeah. Oh
man,
try 40.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Pizza alone is $25.
Yeah, yeah. I'd try that. I'm not gonna say I would like it, but the indie corn dog with the honey sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm definitely in on that.
Yeah.
So an estimate $35 billion will be bet on the NFL at U.S. sportsbooks this season, according to the American Gambling Association.
Woo.
It's a lot of money, man. It's
so much money. And you know what's funny is I think that, and I'll have to go back and search this up so I'm not just telling y'all stuff off the top of my head and it sounds like I'm lying, but like financial institutions are actually seeing that Americans are saving less money
because
and taking money and like I guess investing less money in markets in order to then, or I guess maybe in theory, right? Because I don't know if there's a direct correlation that's been mapped out in the research, but in order to then possibly gamble more.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's a 30% increase from last season, this season.
That's a smart investment. Except it's not.
Hey, Tyler, you want to get out here and talk to the people about whether or not it's a smart investment?
Honey, I'll tell you what, honey. We're not going to save as much money this month, this year, because I'm going to gamble more and actually double it. No, you're not. No surprise, though. No surprise.
Yeah.
And where's Texas in all this, man? You're missing the boat, just as a side note.
And I think that's the thing, too. I think a couple states legalized sports betting.
Yes.
So that's going
get
up.
Get in
so,
on this, Texas.
So just imagine all the other states that
get
should
in.
Get into.
Yes.
Yeah, it probably Texas alone probably going to bring it up to a billion.
Gosh.
Or a trillion. Yeah. So can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So I ran across this podcast. I played a clip from it the other day, Politicking with Marshawn Lynch and company. And he has some, I guess, kind of cool things to say about D'Amico Ryans. They were talking about their Welcome to the NFL hit or the time they got hit the hardest. And old Cap came up.
D'Amico Ryans got me. Got me up off my feet, had me running sideways in the air.
Air walking.
I was hella mad, bro.
That's Marshawn Lynch.
He had him horizontal?
He had him horizontal, crazy, air walking.
I almost went to YouTube to try to see if I could find that.
It's got
to
be.
I want to see. If you see it, post it, man. Because I definitely want to see this air walking.
And Marshawn is a big dude.
That's beast mode, man.
Never was a small running back. No. But I guess also, D'Amico wasn't a small linebacker.
Oh, he had him air walking. I love that line.
That reminds me of a story that I think Dominic Foxworth tells about Ray Lewis, is that he used to say that he knocked dude's neck loose.
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds aggressive.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I was like, did he knock his neck loose?
Nah, that sounded like it hurt. But
exactly.
Yeah, I want to see this play, man. But honestly, when I heard this, it felt good. I'm like, man, that's
our
my
coach.
That's my head coach.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like, I think we're starting to see more head coaches we've seen play now. But a lot of times, like, these head coaches that actually played probably wasn't the best or had these type of moments where former players can be like, oh, yeah, I remember that head coach did this. Cap might be the first one, man, where a lot of people refer to, like, some highlights or moments. And they'd be like, man, that D'Amico Ryans was bad, man.
Yeah.
It really is a sign of growth. I don't know if I'm going to, I don't want to overstate the level of growth in kind of hiring practices when it comes to head coaches, but that we're seeing more players actually have some level of pathway into that, because as you stated, like, you're right, that had not been the case. Is if there were former players, they were often like, you know, maybe former backup quarterbacks and things like that, as opposed to.
And let me be clear, there's a lot of Hall of Fame players that were coaches. You got people like Mike Dick,
right? Absolutely,
and people like that. But it just feel good to hear like somebody that was here in Houston
that you can remember,
that you can remember, like a couple years ago. He just played like what? It felt like what? 10 years ago?
Not even
12 years
ago. When he retired.
It wasn't even that long ago. And you got somebody like Beast Mode saying, yeah, that was, I remember that hit to this day.
Had me airwalking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got, fellas. Figgy's mixtape on Sports Radio 610. I do this every day at 1:20.
That's right. Every day when he's in, which he often is in, unless the sleep goes.
You got the call off, man. Half asleep. Yeah.
We'll see. CBT tomorrow.
We'll see if that happens. Shout out to Jay in Freeport, who texted in. Said, been in food management, restaurants, and now school district for 40 years. So that bona fides, right? Ketchup, mustard, hot sauce, and even mayo are all shelf stable. They do not need to be refrigerated.
But that's because they go through them so quickly. Like, restaurants don't refrigerate it because they go through them quickly.
But I mean, also, you got to consider, like, especially things like mayo and stuff, they sell those on the shelf.
Mayo better be in the refrigerator.
You go to the
store. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Mayo better be in the refrigerator.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. How about salsa?
I put salsa in the fridge, but that's also, I like the salsa to be cold.
But not hot sauce.
Nah.
This could go on for a while.
That's right. I'm an enigma. I get it.
Yeah. Real quick, before we go, we got some breaking hip-hop news, some sad news. Rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan.
Oh, wow.
Passed away. Just found that out. Kind of shocking. I'm gonna see what happened.
Yeah, like what caused that? Because he's not old by any means.
Yeah. So right. Rest in peace, man. Kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, that is a little shocking. All right. Well, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rich Homie Quan, you said. All right. Coming up next, we'll get you ready to maybe have the drive. They're out on location. We'll have to find out. Well, what's happened with those fine fellas? We had to football, you know, a football or Thirsty Thursday is what I'm saying.
Thirsty Thursday. Tomorrow.
Football Friday is tomorrow. But let's also talk about the NFL season opener that's happening tonight that you can hear on Sports Radio 610. We'll do all of that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.